ca.
The Sam LaPrade Show continues on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.
Okay, I promised you we're taking lots of road trips today. I promised you we're heading to Metcalf because the Metcalf Fair is this weekend, one of my favorite times of year. Cheryl Cooper is going to join us, second vice president of the Metcalf Fair. How are you, Cheryl?
How are you?
I'm great. I always love this time of year. It's the perfect weekend for a fair.
Oh, and the weather forecast looks awesome.
Perfect. Did you make a special request?
Always, always make a special request.
Absolutely.
Sunshine from Wednesday on.
There you go. And let me ask you, Cheryl, give us a sense of the history of this incredible fair.
166 years. This is our 166th. Originally, it was combined with Russell and Metcalf, and then it became the Metcalf Fair and has always been hosted. So it moved around in the very, very early years. We always like to say we predate Canada, which is a pretty amazing fact that, you know, we're older than our country. So a long-standing tradition of rural agriculture in the Metcalf area.
And Cheryl, remind me, what have you done for the last couple of years during the pandemic? What did we do there?
So we had a fair both years. The first was a very minimal. It was predominantly virtual, but we did have a couple of on-grounds events, including drive-in movies, and we had a big barn quilt display added to the front of our grounds. We had a drive-through parade, reverse parade. And then last year we were a modified, so not everything back. This year we've got, you know, the regional 4-H show back, which is so exciting. Full midway, entertainers in our entertainment center. So we're looking forward to return to normal.
Oh, I love it. I love it. I think the last time I was there in person was in 2019, and it was hustle and bustle, and everybody was there, Cheryl.
Yeah. Well, we're very lucky. Last year, even when we were a modified fair, I was walking around the fairgrounds on Friday, and I said, I don't think I've ever seen more people here. Wow. It was, you know, it was jam-packed, and, you know, we've got a huge fairgrounds with the accommodation of thousands of people, and we look forward to great weather and great crowds. And, of course, the support of our community, even through the pandemic, was incredible, and our corporate sponsors continued to show up and help us out, and, you know, the volunteers, of course, that make the fair happen.
And I know you and your family have a long-standing tradition of volunteering at this fair, and it really does, you know, sort of light up that little town of Metcalf and really, you know, mean a lot to the residents, a little bit of an economic boom there as well for all of you. Invite people. Tell us how we can, if we're living in Orleans or, you know, Barrhaven or Kanata, tell us what we can expect.
So we're 20 minutes south of downtown Ottawa, right out Highway 31 or Bank Street. Just off the main drag, and there'll be lots of signage to get you here. This is a traditional agricultural fall fair, so we've got everything from displays, giant pumpkins, home crafts, full midway, livestock shows, horse show, and then of course the things like truck pulls, derby night is Thursday.
Fun.
There's a little bit of everything, you know. We always say that there's something for everybody at the Metcalf Fair.
Well, that's fantastic, and I know it takes literally a village to put this fair on. Who do you want to give a big shout out to today?
Well, of course, we sent a shout out this week for some extra volunteers. We're trying to man our gates ourselves and man our bar ourselves this year, and so those people who have stepped up last minute to help us out. We also have the support of some other fair associations like South Mountain Fair who have offered to help us, Russell Agricultural Society, so a big thank you to them, and once again, our corporate sponsors, we couldn't do it without them.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely. Yeah. And I know it's always a great place as well. I mean, I'm thinking about the election is just a number of weeks away, and I can only imagine there'll be lots of politicians probably visiting Metcalf as well.
Yeah, we have outside vendors, and I'm sure there's a booth for everybody here at the Metcalf Fair, and I'm sure they'll all be here to talk and meet and greet, and it'll give people the chance to ask those questions that they want to ask.
Mm-hmm. Very, very smart. And I know how hard all of you work, and it really is one of my favorite times of year. I'm going to try to get out there this weekend because I really do like getting back to my roots as well of that area. My grandparents are from that area, so I like heading back there. Cheryl, thanks for your time today.
Thanks so much for having us on, and further information at metcalfair.com.
Perfect. There you go. Cheryl Cooper. You can see why she's the second vice president. She knows what she's doing. From the Metcalf Fair, we appreciate her time. We wanted to spend some time today with Lori Potvin. She's the recipient of the 2022 Algonquin College Alumni of Distinction Award, and she joins me now. Hi, Lori.
Hi, Sam. How are you?
I am so excited to talk to you. We had a chance to spend a little time together last week, not a lot, but this week, of course, Thursday night is the big night where you're going to be receiving your Apprentice Award. Give me a sense, Lori, of your history with Algonquin.
Oh, well, it was in the early 80s, probably 82, 83. I went to Algonquin College for my auto body repair apprenticeship. So I went twice, first for a basic intake of 8 weeks and then an advanced intake. Now it's three intakes, but back then it was two intakes. And I graduated in 85, and really that basis that the college gave me led to, you know, my career as a high school shop teacher.
It's amazing, Lori. I love your story so much because, you know, I think you broke some barriers. I'm just feeling that way. What do you think?
Yeah, you know, and I was interviewed by a young student from Algonquin the other day, and, you know, it really didn't feel like I was breaking anything at the time, because when I stepped out onto the shop floor, it felt like I was coming home. Wow. Really, I had tried other occupations. I mean, I tried working as a secretary for a couple of years. That obviously didn't work out. So, you know, and it, so I'm very proud to be, you know, an alumni, but also a tradeswoman. And, you know, I do look back now and see that, you know, I was the only woman, the first woman to be accepted into the program. And, you know, I spent 5 years working at the City of Ottawa in the big garage on Bayview. And I was the only woman there. There wasn't even a washroom in the shop that I could use at the time. So they had to build me one.
Wow. I didn't know that. That's amazing.
Yeah.
That's amazing. And what would you say to you know, maybe it's somebody listening right now, a woman's listening right now, and they just feel like that they would be coming home in one of those positions, one of those roles in terms of the trades. What would you say to them?
Oh, just go for it. Just, you know, pick up some tools, take a course, and you won't ever regret it. I mean, you'll always have a job. There's always employment, because those skills, trade skills, are so transferable from one trade to another. And you can make a really good living and, you know, and fill yourself with pride and empowerment every day by picking up tools and heading out onto the work site.
And Lori, where are you teaching now?
Well, my last gig teaching was at the Ottawa Tech on Donald Street, but I had to medically retire because I was diagnosed with MS a number of years ago. So that's been a struggle, but I try to, even though I'm not teaching, I try to volunteer and do a couple things that I can, you know, when I have the energy.
Well, I'm sure. And I can only imagine how many people you've inspired as well, Lori, you know, that, you know, just to take a different path. And it's okay to take a different path, right?
Oh, absolutely. You know, take a path, because what I find is that you'll find out pretty quickly whether it's the right path for you or not. And it's just all roads lead to the same place as far as I'm concerned. And it's just, you know, and you learn from, okay, that's not for me. It's a hiccup. Let's go on another way. But, you know, you're always journeying forward. And that's how I think that my advice is for anyone who's looking to change careers, is just go for it.
You know, you inspired me. All of the recipients last week, I had a chance to spend time with all of you. And, you know, you definitely inspired me. And were you inspired to be on campus again? Has it ever changed?
Oh, like, no kidding. The growth is amazing.
Right.
And I had an opportunity. I was waiting and to watch the students and the people watch, and the kids. And I mean, I call them kids because I'm going to be, you know, I'm six over 60, but it was just amazing. And it's refreshing. And it's really wonderful that the college is growing and offering such hands-on real life experience for today's generation.
For sure. And Lori, the big award ceremony, as we mentioned, is this Thursday, September the 29th, and it's going to take place in the Robert Gillett building, the theater there. What's that night going to be like for you?
Oh, well, it's exciting. I'm thrilled that I'm a part of just an amazing group of award recipients, yourself included. I mean, just the talent and commitment to community among that group is just a reason to celebrate without an award. It's just incredible the work that people have done. Mm-hmm. And, you know, so I'm a little nervous, but I think excited and nervous, and it should be a very, very special night.
And who are you bringing with you, Lori?
Well, I'm bringing my partner, Paula, mm-hmm. and we've been married for, I forget how many years, but we've been together for 23 years, and really, I wouldn't be where I am today without her support, so it'll be amazing to share that with her.
Oh, that's great. I laughed when we were together last week, because I could tell that there was a lot of love and respect there between the two of you. She was commenting on how proud she was of you, and I just think that's beautiful.
Yeah, she's quite a woman, and I'm just very fortunate.
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, Lori, I've loved getting to know you, and I look forward to seeing you on Thursday night. I'm so excited, Lori. I found what I'm wearing. I found it last night at Bayshore. I'm so excited.
Well, I hear, you know, it's an excuse, like Paula said, it's an excuse for an outfit. So,
right. You
know, I'm sure there's going to be lots of purchasing and frantic putting together of outfits or maybe some plan, but
for sure.
That's good to hear. And I'm really looking forward to actually, getting to know you a bit better on Thursday.
That sounds great. Let's take a selfie together.
Yeah,
okay.
Sounds awesome.
Sounds great.
Okay.
Lori Potvin joining us, recipient of the 2022 Algonquin College Alumni of Distinction Award for Apprenticeship. And boy, she is inspiring, and I cannot wait to spend more time with her on Thursday. When we come back, we're heading to Sandy Hill. Lock it in to City News.
Sam LaPrat will be right back on City News.
101.1 FM and 1310 AM.